Welcome back to Weeknight Mysteries podcast. My name is Eurus. I am here with Rain.
As always.
Yeah, as always. Was that my line?
Yeah, it's always your line.
Okay, so how are you?
I'm completely good, and that's my line.
Okay, yeah, that's basically something that never changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so today we have a slightly different topic that we want to talk about, right?
Yeah, it's kind of different from the normal cases wherein we always talk about true crime. I mean, sometimes we talk about like mysterious things, but most of the time we talk about cases wherein people were lost or were mysteriously found dead or
yeah,
just disappeared.
It's usually a case that
a cold case,
but this time I believe it's going to be something more paranormal.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Mainly because I was reading into it in Reddit. I stumbled into it while scrolling through Reddit in the middle of the night when I was completely alone. And I saw it. I was completely creeped out. I wasn't able to get a good night's sleep. So I thought, might as well share the trauma.
Okay, so what are we going to be talking about today?
Okay, so for today, we're going to talk about the Belmes faces. They are basically these weird stains that were found on the floor of a random house in Spain. Well, basically, just to kind of delve into it, it happened in the August of 1971 in a little village called Belmes de la Moraleda in the Andalusian region in Spain. Have you been to Spain?
No, I haven't been to Spain. Have you been to Spain?
Mm-mm.
So this town, right, it's a very small town in the southern part of Spain, right?
Yeah, definitely. Only 1,500-ish people.
All right. So you've been affected by this story. You couldn't sleep after you figured out. I can briefly tell you about my experience with this particular case. Back in the day, before I even, was doing podcasts and things like that, I would read Wikipedia pages of, like, mysterious things that had occurred in the past, like, mysteries, and this is one of them that I read about. I never really put much thought into it back in the day. I just thought it was very mysterious. Now, I've been able to go back to this case and kind of also do my research into it a little bit. I guess I found out something about this Belmes faces phenomenon that I did not know about back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Were you initially intrigued by it or not really?
Yes, I mean, who wouldn't? Essentially, you have a small house in a southern town in Spain where apparently faces keep forming on the floor?
Mm-hmm.
In the kitchen or in the living room?
Basically the whole house.
Yeah, which is, makes you think, is this a hoax immediately or is this a real paranormal unexplained event that happened?
I don't know. I immediately jumped into a paranormal. Ghosts are real.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know. Let's go over the details and then maybe conclude something.
Of course. So, yeah, basically it's a small village in the Andalusia region of Spain. Basically, this small village is 2 hours and 10 minutes away from Malaga. And that's the major city.
Yeah.
So it's within the southern region, not anything closer to a major city.
Okay.
It's actually surrounded by mountains, mountainous area. So there's literally, it's not a tourist spot. So I don't really think people would actually go out for their way to create something that would attract tourists because it's literally in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you could say that, but also at the same time, if you're living there and, the resident of this house, Maria, right?
Yeah.
She was a psychic.
She was, yeah.
She was a psychic even before this
phenomenon occurred.
Phenomenon happened. So would you think it's completely out of the question for a psychic?
So do you think it could potentially be to attract customers?
Potentially, right? But it doesn't seem like she was monetizing it. At least it's hard to find any information online that this Maria lady who noticed those faces in her home, it doesn't seem to be, there doesn't seem to be a lot of information about her monetizing this.
Even though I did see
like some reports, because I dig a little bit into it. Apparently some pilgrims were going there. So she was maybe charging those pilgrims for, I guess, visiting her home? Something of that nature. But I could be wrong, but please go on with the story. I feel like I'm derailing the whole thing.
No worries. So yeah, going back to the story, there was a family, the Pereira family, the mom, Maria Gomez Camara, Juan, Miguel, and Diego. Basically, Juan is the was the husband, and two sons, Miguel and Diego. They were living in a small house in this street called Calle Real 5. Basically, Calle means street, so maybe the I don't even know what Real means.
Yeah, maybe it's probably like a street name or something.
Yeah. And then on a summer day, just a regular summer around August of 1971, Maria was cleaning her kitchen floor, and then somehow she noticed a dark stain on the floor. Which she, upon looking more into it, it kind of seemed like she was looking at a disturbing face. But basically, she ignored the stain initially because she thought she was having a fever at that time. She was kind of sick and she thought maybe she's just having hallucinations or something. So she tried to scrub it off and it didn't go off. Instead of removing it, it seemed to change a little bit slightly, shifted positions. What do you think about it so far?
Yeah, so that's paranormal. That's all I'm going to say. Like, so yeah, she notices something on the floor. It starts to resemble a face.
Mm-hmm.
And then she can't scrub it off.
Yeah.
So what happened next?
And then, so she waited. She thought maybe she was just having hallucinations. She was just sick. She waited for her son, Miguel, to come back home. And when Miguel came back home, she asked him if he could see a semblance of a face. And according to her son, Miguel, he said that he came back home from working in the field. And looking at the stain, it looked like a very clear face. It's kind of masculine with open eyes and mouth and really dark lines of a mustache. And she asked, asked her mother, Maria, who painted that. Maria said it just appeared. And upon like closer inspection, Miguel kind of proved that that stain was not a paint. So it was not a painting.
How did he prove it though? Just curious.
Yeah, I read this in a Spanish article. I just had to Google translate it. And from the way my impression works is that he said that it's kind of seeped within the concrete. It doesn't look like it's been painted above it.
But this is what the son is saying, right? Mm-hmm. Maria's son.
Yeah.
Who could, in theory,
make something up.
Yeah, could also be potentially in on a hoax. Allegedly. You know? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's a hoax, but I'm just saying it's the son's evaluation.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, just the son. And so the next day, the following day, they ignored it. And then the next day, Maria, the mother, looked into the face again and it seems like it shifted again. Changed in appearance, just a little bit. And it seemed like the man, the face, was staring right back at her. And then she panicked, tried scrubbing it all over again, but it remained there. So a few days later, she was already freaked out about the stain. She asked Juan, her husband, and Miguel, her son, to smash up the concrete floor. Understandable, because it's really scary. And so they did. They smashed up the concrete floor. They removed it. And then they poured in another cement. They let it dry. But as soon as the concrete dried, the newly paved cement, a new face soon reappeared right at the exact spot where the first face was seen.
I'm just curious, what were they thinking when they smashed? I always found this particular detail of the case pretty strange that the sons, right? They smashed the thing.
Mm-hmm. And the husband?
I mean, but it's clearly something super paranormal. And you know why this kind of is really strange to me? I mean, you already have Maria, who's a psychic. and she's really disturbed by this. I mean, if she's a real psychic, wouldn't she kind of be experienced enough to, you know, not get super spooked out by that, or like try to preserve it and like immediately try to kind of, you know, try to get some sort of I don't know, answers. You know, you're a psychic, you see. I mean, it's just a strange, you know, reaction from a psychic, in my opinion. Because if you're a psychic and if you deal with that type of stuff on a regular basis, wouldn't you want to kind of find out what's happening there? Use your psychic powers to kind of do it? Because her reaction was very much of a regular civilian's reaction. And, you know, what are your thoughts about that? Don't you think a psychic would be more like trying to preserve the situation, not trying to run away from it?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe it happened the first time. And if it happened the first time, like just like every other person, you would get scared. Or she got scared. And I don't understand the smashing though, because if I was a psychic, and even now not a psychic, I would be so afraid to smash it. Like, what if it comes back and the face turned angry?
Exactly. Why would you smash it?
Fear?
Is this original face that appeared and was smashed, do you know if it was ever preserved? Or do we even have proof of its existence in general?
From the way I researched it, no, there was no record of the first face.
Okay, so...
Just the second face.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... Strange stuff.
Pretty creepy.
Creepy. Yeah, definitely very creepy.
Right? Okay, so in the following days... the concrete already dried out and then another face appeared. They're kind of freaked out about it, but then following days, the next few days, multiple faces appeared on different spots on the floor. And then apparently, Maria, the psychic, the mom, started becoming more of a psychic and she started baptizing them all. So that's the psychic move you were looking for.
She was baptizing her family members?
The faces on the floor.
Oh, baptizing the faces on the floor. Like,
yeah, I don't know if the Google Translate did such a good job in translating it. I don't know if like praying for them or baptizing them.
Okay. But she was doing something.
Yeah, she was doing something. Okay. Like praying or whatsoever. But yeah, they keep on appearing and reappearing, shifting every day, every moment. And they kind of got so bad that these strange stains soon became the topic of conversation around town. You know, small town in the middle of nowhere.
Oh yeah, classic.
Classic. Like a little bit of story would just immediately spread out like wildfire.
Yeah, definitely.
And yeah, because of that, a lot of visitors went to their house to see the unexplained phenomena themselves. I would do the same, honestly.
Yeah, me too. If I was living there, I would definitely go investigate. That's mm-hmm. for sure.
Take some pictures, right?
Yeah, like what's happening there, you know?
Make a podcast about it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so a lot of villagers thought that their house was haunted. And it created so much fear that the mayor of Belmes had to take action. He asked the family, the Pereira family, not to destroy the concrete, to have them preserved for research, and initiated a further investigation regarding the concrete, the faces.
Can I stop you here?
Of course.
Because I was looking into this case a little bit, and I ran across this article on Skeptoid. Skeptoid is like skeptic type of a website. And basically they claim, or at least the author of the article on Skeptoid claims that... what actually happened was that the mayor mm-hmm. figured out that this was a hoax. Because, you know, Skeptoid is like skeptics.
Yeah.
The mayor figured out that this was a hoax perpetrated by, you know...
The family
for financial gain, because they were selling tickets to, I think, pilgrims or something like that. And then he kind of shut down the whole operation. That's what that article on Skeptoid claimed, but it didn't really go into explaining mm-hmm. why exactly that happened. I think that article just basically had some more additional information about like what it means in a broader sense, like this whole phenomenon. And like, you know, they're very skeptical about this type of a paranormal activity. So I think they had like very negative feedback about this whole ordeal. But what do you think happened with the mayor? You seem to have a alternative story, right? Yeah, please do go on. Sorry for this interjection.
Of course, it's always good. So going back to the original story, the paranormal one.
Yes.
The mayor kind of, at least from what I read, ordered excavation to get into the bottom of it. Excavation on like December 2nd, 1971, just 5 months after the faces started appearing.
I like how the mayor has the authority to literally excavate someone's private residence.
Yeah.
It's a strange thing to kind of do.
Powerful move, right?
Yeah, like, it, you know, like, let's say in our house, there was a face, you know, and we made like our neighbors freaked out. The Vilnius city mayor would come in and
start investigate a little bit.
Like, we have to evacuate. Yeah,
we need excavation.
It's a strange kind of
move.
Yeah, makes you question, was that really the case? Because, or maybe it was very authoritarian little town where this was actually a possibility.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 5 months after the faces started appearing, the authorities dug up to 2.80 meters deep. And what they found is absolutely chilling. They found a lot of skeletons, numerous skeletons, but without skulls. Right?
Like a graveyard.
Yeah, like a cemetery. Yeah, like a graveyard.
But why no skulls?
I have no explanation for that.
Okay, that's bizarre.
It's really bizarre, right? Right under the kitchen where the first face appeared.
Okay, that's weird.
This is really weird because the faces started appearing, apparently, and then the skeletons that were found were headless. Isn't that creepy to you?
That's bizarre. I'm just thinking about, I think I read something that it was apparently like a Catholic cemetery from the past. I found an article. I think I was watching a segment about the Belmez faces on the History Channel. They had like a little YouTube video there.
Mm-hmm.
And the History Channel, which, you know, credibility of History Channel, I think is questionable. I think you can definitely argue that maybe they're not the best.
Really?
Always. Yeah, History Channel is like, you know, like ancient aliens and that
type
of things.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like,
yep.
It's some of the stuff there is, you know, so-so. But I think what they claim on their segment on the History Channel that it was some sort of Catholic church. Oh, sorry, Catholic cemetery from the past.
Yeah, from the 13th century.
So you have some information.
Okay. Yeah, apparently the remains dated back to the 13th century.
Okay, that's a very, like, far back.
Way back.
Hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm. And so they thought that proper burials and ceremonies were supposed to be conducted. And they did it. In hopes that these remains, these spirits would put to rest. Like,
yeah.
Understandably so.
Understandably, yep.
Yeah, they pray and they bury them. Hopefully, the faces would stop appearing. However, after the remains were laid to rest, more faces began appearing on the Pereira's house floors.
Yeah, that's strange. Tell me more about that. Like, because on the Wikipedia, it says that ever since 71, faces started appearing on irregular intervals. What does that mean? And I've read somewhere that I think some faces are like, Some sightings would happen like at the different speeds. Like some faces would form over days and mm-hmm. I think even weeks, but some would form and disappear within like minutes.
Yeah, so it basically happened after the burials.
Exactly. So, oh yeah, so please do go on.
Oh yeah, it's all good. But look at the picture. Look at the screenshot that I attached in.
Oh yeah, I have it.
In here.
Yep.
Basically, you would see, I believe this is the second face that appeared right after the concrete was poured in.
Yes, this is, I believe this is the changes of the second face on a series of photographs taken between September 71 and April of 72. So these five images
mm-hmm.
depict the changes of the second face between September of 71 and April of 72. So that's like, what, like half a year?
Yeah, exactly.
So within 6 months or so, the face started off as it looked to me like a regular, like it just got more and more distorted. The thing about it, it doesn't necessarily look like the face is changing like position, but to me, honestly, it more looks like the face is getting more like distorted.
Yeah, but look at the mouth though.
The mouth?
Yeah, look at the mouth. First, the first image on the very left.
Yeah.
Just a regular.
Yes.
And then it started smiling more and more.
Yeah, that's true.
Teeth started appearing, like it was full on smiling. Ooh, so creepy.
It's very creepy. It's very creepy. It's just that, you know, I'm being like...
skeptic.
That's the thing. I'm not skeptic about this type of thing. I'm just... what I'm thinking immediately is that maybe this was... the original, the first one, looks like it's almost like it's being painted by someone, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But then the last one looks like it's that same potential painting that just kind of was dated now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So is it like a change in the face's movement? I mean, to me, it more looks like it's like getting more faded out a little bit, you know, but I do see your point, like with the face, it would like the teeth and the mouth seems to be getting more opened. It's just that it's so bizarre, you know.
It's really bizarre.
It's bizarre. It's regardless, it's very like chilling to look at.
Yeah, definitely. And I was just mostly creeped out about the mouth and the eyes, because look at the eyes though. First, it kind of looks like it's looking from on the side. And yeah. Then the second picture kind of looks like it moved a little bit. Third picture, yes. More to the camera. At the very last picture, it's directly looking.
Yeah, I can see that. It's strange. It's very bizarre.
Yeah, I have no
idea.
I'm
spooked out. Generally, I'm very spooked out.
Really?
At least I was when I first found out about this back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this particular case was the one that was like the boogeyman case for me.
Definitely. Very creepy. And how about this fourth face? The second screenshot I attached?
Can you show me on your phone? Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So on the very left, there seems to be like a very faded picture.
Yep.
Kind of like a woman-ish.
Yes.
But just a very focused one. But then on the second picture, it kind of looks like a painting or some sort.
Yeah.
Of someone's side profile, right?
Yeah. Which one was this? This was the third? No, I can see it, but like the which image was this in the chronology of the images that were appearing?
Apparently, it's the fourth face.
Okay, it's the fourth face. Okay.
And then at the very right, multiple faces seems to have appeared.
Okay, yeah.
And then some of the other pictures, we just see a bunch of different faces and different paintings. I see they look more like paintings, actually.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
Yeah, definitely. You're right, some of the faces just look like they're getting more and more distorted.
Yeah, almost like they were made mm-hmm. by someone, but they kind of were getting just more and more like faded out, you know.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, like I think there's also a possibility that maybe the original paranormal event, or like one of those faces, or like, yeah, the original paranormal event could have been like credible,
mm-hmm.
but maybe after a while, some of them were just painted on. You know, if there were like so many of them that appeared, are we sure that like not a single one of them was painted on by the owners?
True.
Yeah, so, but that's a different topic, you know. Right now we're kind of going through your story here, so yeah. Sorry.
All good. So going back to the story, the mayor of Belmes had the slab with two different faces on it at that time removed for further investigation. They apparently wanted to check it for tampering, paint, chemicals, and so on. However, no concrete conclusions were drawn from the investigation, apparently, and no chemical reactions were detected. No paint was found on the cement. Seems like there were embedded.
Yeah. So if it was a hoax, then that would mean that the owners of the part of the home figured out a way to make some sort of paintings without using the regular things you would use for a painting, right? I mean, that's what I'm under. That's how I'm understanding this whole story.
Yeah, seems so. Yeah. But it so, must so be strange. Something.
Yeah.
Something very strong, like a really strong chemical.
Yeah, that's weird.
Pretty weird. And then there are two investigators, Hans Bender and Gremin de Argomosa. I believe Hans Bender was a German guy, German investigator.
Yeah.
But they basically had the home sealed for 3 days and restricted anyone coming in during their investigation.
Mm-hmm.
They arranged to have the floor in the kitchen and the home sealed off for 3 days. However, when the home was reopened after 3 days, it was discovered that the faces on the floor shifted a little bit. And it was different from before the home was sealed off.
Oh, so that means that they found that the face has moved within the few days that the family has been evacuated, meaning that the family was not allowed to potentially tamper with the
evidence.
With
yeah,
evidence. Yeah. So, and who are these guys? Do we know more about them? Like these two investigators?
I believe Hans Bender. He was working in a German program investigating paranormal, from what I read.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and then he went back multiple times in Belmes to reinvestigate. However, he had, I believe, no conclusions whatsoever.
Okay, he didn't want to comment too much about...
Or he failed to have a result.
A result, yeah. Yeah. Nothing that he would like to bring forward.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes.
So, according to him, in Belmes, slight changes of the face's configuration during the period when the phenomenon was under seal have contributed to ensuring its paranormal origin.
Whoa. So he's basically saying that it's paranormal. To him, it's paranormal. The fact that the face changed positions, that means that it's paranormal.
Yeah, basically. But at the same time, he went back. He went back May 1972 for another investigation. This time, they laid out transparent plastic sheets to cover the floors. After a few days, apparently another face appeared, a new one. And 2 days later, a couple of locals and a public authority, a police, if I remember correctly, reported seeing another face. But then 2 days later, it was reportedly gone.
Okay.
And then I believe this investigation was not really successful, did not progress, mainly because the plastic sheets on the floor, they started becoming unhygienic because of the humidity. It was so hot. Like, water started getting trapped between the concrete floor and the plastic, and it started creating like molds and residue inside water. And so they had to take it out. And so that ended the second investigation.
Okay, and then the second investigation was not successful. It did not yield any significant results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I believe the third investigation by Hans Bender, he wanted to place cameras around the house to check if there were like faces appearing on camera.
And also audio, right?
Oh, you heard the audio?
I've heard the audio. Have you heard the audio?
It
was on YouTube. It was
so creepy.
Yeah, it was a video on YouTube where someone played the audio. And it was just like this weird sound.
Like a bunch of people screaming.
Yeah, that was the audio.
Yeah, that was really creepy.
It was strange.
Couldn't find it anywhere else, actually.
Just on YouTube?
Yeah, just on that one particular YouTube video.
Yeah, so we have to take it with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm. We have to find, try to do a more concrete research.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, seems like it's pretty easy to fabricate these pieces of evidence, you know. So, but you know, you have to keep an open mind here when you're talking about these types of cases. It's strange. What if it all is true? You know,
mm-hmm.
Then it's very spooky.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's so easy to add more creepiness to it. Maybe
yes.
The first face was real, and then they just kept on fabricating it, like with the voices and more faces. It could be possible, right?
Yes. Okay. But let's forward the story here because I want to get to some more concrete stuff. You probably have concrete stuff, no pun intended.
I think so, but we're very close to finishing. In 2014, there's a Spanish investigative show called Cuarto Milenio who did a technical analysis on the faces. 2014, quite recent, years way back. No, years after.
Yeah, many years after, like 40 years after the events.
Yeah, so they went back.
Took place, yep.
They went back and they started testing the concrete slabs again. And they concluded that the images weren't made with paint and that there were no external manipulation or elements. They also tried to recreate them using concrete solvents, hydraulic acid, silver nitrate, but they were unsuccessful. They tried painting something on the slab.
Yeah, and they were not able to replicate.
Mm-hmm. And then many paranormal investigators believe that these faces were created through tautographic phenomena and that these images were burned on the floor by psychic means, which makes sense because Maria subconsciously probably produced it as she was a psychic.
You said it as if it really happened.
Possibly.
No. What I'm saying is that, I've also came across that theory. So apparently what they're saying is that Maria subconsciously was producing these faces on the floor and she was getting spooked out by them, but she wasn't aware that it was actually her doing that she was making those faces appear on the floor.
But somehow this for me is a little hard to believe, but maybe it's possible. What do you think?
I've never heard about this phenomenon before. Honestly, this is the first time I've heard about it, so I really can't comment too much. And I've personally never experienced anything like that. So it's a strange situation.
And so going back to the story, Maria apparently eventually stopped being scared of the faces and thought of them as blessings instead. The family stopped removing them and lived with them for over 33 years. Maria unfortunately died in 2004, but the distorted stains remain within their home. And after her death, some articles said that new faces appeared. Some articles said that the faces stopped appearing. And some articles, so basically a bunch of different articles saying different things. Some articles say that faces started appearing in the home where she was born in.
In a different house.
In a different house, yeah. However, this was debunked by the Spanish media and pointed it to Maria's second son, Diego, as a culprit of new mysterious paintings. So at the very end, when she died, the new paintings were all a hoax.
Which is already a bad sign because this Diego could have easily been fabricating something in the original house, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, they immediately knew it was paint.
Ah, that's true. Okay. I get what you're saying.
So the first faces, the original ones, they couldn't prove that it was paint or lead or anything.
Yeah. They knew that this was something that wasn't made with organic like materials, right? But this other time Diego was clearly fabricating the whole thing, right? Okay, I understand.
They already found out that it was clearly made of black paint.
Okay.
And that's actually it. That's my story.
Well, I mean, first thing that jumps to my mind, if Diego was already fabricating that in the original home of his mother, then that kind of makes me question the whole credibility of the original story, right? I mean, you have a family member fabricating stuff, so it's already so. And then, isn't it strange that the person in the town who was most likely the only psychic in the town was the one who had been living on top of an ancient
graveyard.
So I'm also curious if that was a real piece of the story. Maybe it was, but
Wait, you said you did some research regarding this. History Did you find
Channel.
Anything?
Yeah, History Channel. So, so you know, like history. I've seen it on the History Channel, but that's sort of where it all ended in terms of that. But I didn't specifically like look into like the credibility of that. So mm-hmm. it could be completely true. And I've seen like some reports on ResearchGate, like a big research paper. That claimed that that was the case. So potentially it was the case. I can't really say that it wasn't.
But the order of the events are just creepy.
Yeah. So honestly, like if I'm just going to be thinking about this case from my perspective, it seems to me that it's very convenient that it happened to the only psychic in town. It's just that's kind of sits wrong with me. On top of that, the fact that the son... Mm-hmm. was fabricating it in the future, which I didn't know about. This is what you just said was just completely new information for me.
Yeah.
I've not seen it. It also doesn't look that good to me. Yeah,
but I was also thinking the same thing, but at the same time, how come they didn't get to figure out what caused the stains to be there in the first place?
Yes, that like, is...
What chemical did they use if it's fabricated?
Yeah, that is very interesting. And I would like to have some more info from that Skeptoid article. Because
mm-hmm.
that person on Skeptoid who wrote it, you know, they didn't really specify exactly why they knew that this was, you know, fabricated as and it was a hoax. But I would like to know more. And on top of that, you said... We didn't mention this, but I believe the faces stopped appearing after the former homeowner, Maria, passed away in 2004, right?
Yeah, but the articles that I've read are kind of contradicting each other because some said it kept on going. Some said it stopped. The faces stopped appearing. And some said it started appearing in another house.
Yeah, so it's kind of a cat and mouse here with these Spanish articles. Probably mm-hmm. it's impossible for us to tell. Maybe some of our Spanish audience can chime in here and tell us what they think about the Belmez faces. But okay, so what do you think? Do you think it's a real paranormal phenomenon or do you think it was a hoax?
I honestly think it's real paranormal. But then again, I believed in anything. I believe in ghosts. So maybe I'm a little more biased here. I guess just the fact that they couldn't really point out what kind of chemical was used. They don't have a concrete evidence supporting that it's not paint or anything else. Plus the fact that they dug up the kitchen floors and they ended up finding a bunch of skeletons without skulls. That's just kind of weird for me.
Yeah. So the cemetery
mm-hmm.
under the house. The fact that apparently it was hard for them to figure out, like, if it was fabricated or not. Like, they couldn't really find any signs of paint,
mm-hmm.
which seems kind of strange. And then the fact that apparently there's reports of the face moving, you know, shaped, changing places, and there's different sightings. So I do think that it's like... it's strange.
Very strange.
It's strange. And I feel like we are working here with like not the full picture. Like definitely. With a lot of missing information. But from the information that we did have here for this podcast, it was bizarre. Some of these things are really strange. The graveyard is very strange to me. The fact that the faces are moving. The fact that they can't disprove it easily. It's bizarre. But I will say the other things that are working against this being a real paranormal incident are... Well, for me personally, the fact that the homeowner was a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the fact that the homeowner's son later on fabricated.
Yeah.
Potentially for financial gain, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that are kind of standing out for me.
Yeah, that could potentially
be. So I'm going to say I'm undecided because I'm definitely not someone who's just going to say, oh, it never happened, because I haven't even been there. And I know that people go there because I've seen a YouTube video recently of some tourists visiting the town. And
is it a museum now?
It's not a museum, but apparently you can go inside. Maybe it is a museum. You can go inside and there's the faces are taken, like the pieces of the ground are now like just sitting in the living room, you know, like...
Like slabs
of the ground, just, you know, they're no longer part of the floor, but they're just kind of there, you know, and you could see the outlines of those faces. So it is strange. I do wonder, like, since it stopped happening when Maria passed away, that's also a bit kind of gives me the wrong idea that maybe, you know,
she fabricated it.
Yeah, it's just very convenient. The only psychic in town starts seeing them, and then, you know, she passes away and everything stops all of a sudden. So but yeah, I didn't really find any like information about them using this for any financial gain. But I mean, honestly, I can't see how a psychic would not get anything financially out of this. I mean, your credibility as a, you know, person who could provide psychic services probably, you know,
and skyrocketing.
Skyrocket is like your notoriety skyrockets, you know, so because you're on newspapers and TV shows. And if that's your main career, to be a psychic, then I mean, this is a great career move. Like, for this to happen to Maria, I just can't see how it's a bad
thing. It's an innovative move.
Yeah, I mean, if it's
it's a game changer.
Yeah, if it's fabricated, then for Maria herself, this was a great move.
Yeah,
moving forward in her business, because being a psychic is still a business. Like, you still need to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
You still need to make money. So, you know,
that's very true. I would like to go there one day, though.
Yes, me too.
We could check it out ourselves, make a video about it, and post it at Weeknights Mysteries.
Exactly. Because Malaga is a very famous tourist attraction place. And I feel like if we're ever in Malaga, we should definitely make the drive to see the Belmez faces for ourselves.
Definitely.
Okay. Anything else you would like to add? Or shall we wrap up this topic?
Okay, for me, nothing else to report. We could pretty much wrap it up.
Yeah, for me also. But it was a very fun discussion.
It was very fun. Kind of creepy.
Yeah. Let us know, guys. What do you think about this case, the Belmez faces? I know it's a bit out of the ordinary for us, but we wanted to bring this up.
Yeah. Let us know if you think it's a hoax or do you think it's real.
Yeah, please do. And we'll catch you soon on the next one. Thank you for listening, guys, and take care.
See you.
Bye.